You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
I just want to say you've been doing such a good job with witchy. Like, such
Thank
great
you.
Job.
Speech impediment where?
But if you guys want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. We even have a voicemail service right now where you can leave us like a little voicemail and tell us your story that way. It does have a time limit, so when it cuts off, just call us right back and keep like plugging away at your story, and we will
We'll piece it all together.
Yeah. The number is 351-207-0799. But yeah, you can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would like to hear. Let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Yes.
Yes. And last but not least, we do have a class this month on June 29th, and that's going to be taught by Teresa Reed, like author of like so many amazing tarot books, but she will be teaching a class that is Tarot 101 with you guys. It's definitely, do not miss it if you really want to come, because it's going to be very good.
Yes.
And not to mention, if you join us like on Patreon, you get all of your past classes too. I mean, you get to see
and, like,
everything that we've done.
We have
so far
500 posts on there, articles, classes, part twos of the episode. There's a Discord community that has 9 events every month, which is insane. Mm-hmm. We have so much going on, so we would love to have you there as a little reminder for those of you who do
and
join.
Definitely make sure if you're joining the right tier too, please.
Yes.
Read
the tiers in full. Library tier and up does get you access to the classes, all the previous articles, the part twos, etc. But if you want to join the Discord, you do have to join a coven tier. So we hope to see you there. We would really love to. Teresa's class is going to be amazing. Teresa is one of my personal tarot idols, so I am really excited about it.
Yes.
So we hope to see you there.
Yeah, please join us. But yeah, do you have anything you want to share before we dive into stories?
Not really. Things have been really quiet over here on the overall witchy front. I'm working on some travels, like charms. I'm going to do some embroidery. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Little travel charms for my family that I'm pretty stoked about. I'm gonna do little pockets like we did in that crafting circle one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. I'm pretty stoked on it. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked on it. I got some beads and some embroidery thread, and I'm pretty excited.
Oh, you have to show the like finished product on like social
it
media
will, yeah.
or something, or just with me because I'm special.
Privately with you. No, I will, but I'll do it after travels are done and everything.
Of course. No, that makes sense, witchy-wise.
Well, especially because I've got kids. I think that if it was just me and my husband, I would be less worried about it. You know what I mean? And not that I think that anybody's actually going to, like, you know, nullify my spell work or anything, but in this particular case, because I do have my children with me, I am going to be safe, better safe than sorry.
You never know. Exactly. And that's why, like, I've stopped doing, like, showcasing my actual spell work on, like, social media as much. If I do, it's been, like, months. I want to touch on that
because we actually had a review on the podcast come up that we were coming off as judgmental because we were talking about this exact subject. And I think it's a good opportunity to kind of clarify where we were coming from on it. The average person does not have as many eyes on them as Maria and I. And especially, at least in my case, I've been sent literal death threats from people that have been so serious. I've had to actually get the FBI involved. Unfortunately, more than once. And so when Maria and I are talking about not putting spell work on, we aren't making this recommendation to you guys necessarily. If you want to put your spell work on, I think that that's your right as a person, 100%, and as a witch. But Maria and I have a lot of eyes on us, and a lot of those eyes, unfortunately, or not a lot, but a significant enough portion of those eyes, unfortunately, don't wish us well. And so because of that, that's why Maria and I specifically choose to not share our active spell work online, because we don't want anything to intervene with that. If you want to put your spell work online, I say more power to you. But in our specific circumstances, that's not necessarily always going to be the best choice for us. It wasn't us recommending for you to or to not. It's because we, unfortunately, are in a position where we're got some not nice people sending us some not nice vibes.
We definitely
we don't want our spell work nullified. And that is... That is why you have sometimes, unfortunately, in our specific instance, you will have people actively working against active spell work that you post on the internet. Hopefully that's not something that happens to you. And like, especially when you consider like our ratio, our numbers, for me, at least I know for, I'm going to do air quotes here, fact, how many people are doing these active workings against me. And it's less than a dozen. And I have a huge number of followers. And so I'm sure Maria is in a similar boat. So the risk for you, if you're just a regular person who's posting your witchcraft online, you have a couple hundred followers, is like almost non-existent. But in our case, it's a little bit different. And so I did want to take the opportunity to clarify that, because we are talking about our personal experiences on that, not on necessarily a broad general recommendation.
And then
hope
also
that makes sense.
And whenever you post spell work, there's always that one person where like, you're not doing it right, like, and
so annoying.
While I know that I'm doing it right, for me it's still like, I don't want to hear those comments. I'll hear it like after the spell's done and completed, but I don't know. I've gone so
1,000%
fed up with like the naysayers and the mean people on social media that so, like, protect your peace.
We've talked about that before in the past. If we've come off as judgmental, that's not been our intention. We are specifically speaking from our perspective, given our unique and specific circumstances. So I hope that that clarifies that.
Yeah.
But that being said, do you want to get into our stories today?
Well, I did first want to share, but we're doing this again.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're okay. So we are this weekend. We will be taking a trip. I won't say where we're going because, once again, protecting my peace. But we're going to go to this very well-known spooky area in the South. And we're going to stay at a very haunted hotel for the Witchling. This was the Witchling's choice, what they really wanted to do for their birthday. And so I was like, okay, sure,
so
whatever.
Exciting.
So we are staying at this haunted hotel. I got them a spirit box, and we're going to do like the Estes method in the room, obviously, and bringing all the stuff to like protection, cleanse, and stuff like that. So it'll be fine. And then we're going to be doing a ghost tour. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm super excited. Hopefully something cool happens so I can relay it on, you know, on here next coffee talk. But you know how it is with spirits. I feel like when we want them to do something, they're like, No. No thanks. But who knows? Maybe we'll experience something super cool and I will tell everybody. Because I've already had experiences, not at this specific location, but in the same city. So I'm excited to see if it's going to happen here too. Let's see.
That's exciting.
I know. I'm very excited.
I just got a text message that I would like to read because I think that you'll enjoy this. This obviously has nothing to do with witchcraft, but it does have to do with my 3-year-old. My husband is from England, as we all know. Mm-hmm. He's watching football because England is playing. Mm-hmm. And my husband did not realize that my 3-year-old was no longer outside playing. And my husband told a ref to fuck off. Mm-hmm. And my 3-year-old heard him say that. And Frank says, oh, fuck off. And he hears a little voice behind him go, yeah, fuck off. Fiddlesticks, Snickle Fritz and Fooey.
Oh, no. Smokeball.
I just thought that was really funny.
I like all the extra.
He goes, oh, Snickle Fritz. Well, because when... like swear words are used, we try to redirect, right? Because I don't want to make it like a you can't say that because then they just want to say it more, right? Mm-hmm. So instead it's like, well, instead of that word, what if we said this one and we make it like a whole game? Mm-hmm. And so now Snickle Fritz, Fooey, all that is preferred. And so that's where all the extras came from. Because instead of saying so a swear funny. Word, we say Fooey, Snickle Fritz, Fiddlesticks, like all these things. And that's really funny to me.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd hear that. That is hilarious. When the witchling was small, like if like I would stub my toe, I would do ABCD. And so like they started doing it too. So they aggressively would start saying their ABCs. It was very great.
The other day, Smokeball stubbed their toe at the pool and goes, oh, rats and scats. I was like, yeah, rats and scats. Rats and jackets, my guy. Like, that is so true.
That is so cute.
It's so funny. Like, I love so much that we've got these, like, just, I don't know, Valentine-isms that we say here at the house because now those things come up all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, it's on purpose, but Frank and I both call have you seen that trend that's going around where it's the couple dictionary? Mm-mm. And it will be like, they'll hold up something that they say all the time. And then the other person like tries to describe it to see if they can figure out what their ism is that, do you know what I'm talking? Like, do you know that game where you like, you hold up like a word above your head like apple and the other person has to, so it's that, but instead of it being just like real words, it's things and phrases that you say within your couple. And ours are so bad. Like we don't call strawberries strawberries. We call them scribs, scrabbles, scribberries, like stuff like that. And so unfortunately my 3-year-old now goes, I'm gonna go out in the garden and get some scribblibs. And I'm just like, let's wash those scrubs, dude.
That's so cute.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Toddlers are the best. They have the best like little personalities ever.
It's so funny. And like we're at this point now where they're getting a little bit bigger and they've got all these like things that they say that are like really funny. Like it's super funny. Like, anytime they've done anything wrong, they just go, oh, mommy, you're so beautiful. I'm like, what did you do? I'm like, first of all, thank you. Glad you noticed a queen before you. But also, what did you do wrong? What have you done that you're not supposed to do? Oh, mommy, you're so beautiful. I'm like, I can see a trap before me.
Mm-hmm. That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Gashing you up so hopefully you don't come down.
I'm being manipulated. I'm like, thank you so much for recognizing me in all my power. But anyway, what have you done? Why are you telling me this?
Oh, toddlers. Gosh. Oh, geez.
Now, that being said, we should probably read a story. Yeah. Nobody cares about my 3-year-old.
I do.
We're probably going to get a Spotify comment that's like, no one cares, Robin. Shut up. And you know what? Valid.
I care. I'm the only one that matters. Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. We're probably only going to have time for 2 stories because we got so sidetracked. But
wow, you're surprised. Crickets. Okay. Okay, so this is from at Fox and Bear Healing. Dear Robin and Maria, firstly, let me tell you how much I love your podcast and the two of you. Your show has saved me on so many crappy days at work where I have to deal with the muggles being assholes and getting me down. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we help.
You're welcome. I'm just joking. That was joke arrogance. Anyway.
I am a practicing witch of 30 plus years, and I was born a psychic medium. It runs in my family. Since I was a little girl, I would see spirits either with my literal eyes or in my mind's eye. My family are Cuban, and my grandmother is a Bruja Santeria. I grew up with magic and spirits as completely normal. But something to be cautious with. I would see shadow people all the time well into my 30s and generally saw spirits that looked like blue and transparent versions of themselves with my eyes when woken up by them as well. I will share one story that happened about 4 years ago. I had been attuned to Reiki and was taking psychic and mediumship workshops to sharpen my skills and to meet like-minded people. One night I woken up around 4 a.m. with the feeling of someone standing next to me. So I opened my eyes and got startled for a hot second. Then was just pissed that my sleep was interrupted. I get really angry when woken up if there isn't an emergency. Same. I see a man standing next to me wearing a ship captain's outfit from the 19th century, and he felt sad, but I was really tired and told him to F off. Relatable. I turned around and went back to sleep. I generally have insane vivid dreams, and this dude did not take no for an answer, so he hopped in my dreams. He showed me a vivid picture of a captain's quarters on a ship and his 10-year-old son that was very sick with TB. His son was dead, and he felt terrible guilt over it, but wasn't aware that his son had died and wanted someone to help. It was like he was reliving it and wanted someone to heal his son. I shut down the dream and he moved on as I put up wards before I go to sleep, which I had not done regularly before. Now I do it every night, and in retrospect, I feel a little bit badly as I could have helped him pass with his trauma so he could have moved forward. My work with spirits is ever evolving, and now I am doing a deep dive into better spirit communication. Thank you for letting me share my story.
First of all, telling the sailor to fuck off is so relatable.
I know. It's great wanting to help spirits and stuff like that, but sleep is such a major boundary for so many people.
As it should be.
Spirits. Yeah. Sleep shouldn't. Not just
with spirits, just in general. You're allowed to want your sleep.
I know why they do it. It's because of that whole liminal time period where you're more open and your guard is down. It makes sense, but they're not going to get the best version of you when you're in that liminal space, right? Unless you're intentionally in that liminal space. You're not intentionally in that liminal space to speak with them. You're in that liminal space because you just want to freaking sleep and get some rest.
Give me my peace.
I'm sorry, I'm not waking up at 3 a.m. to help a spirit transition and go into the next phase. That's just not happening. I am chronically ill, my dude.
This is a boundary.
Yeah.
Chronically. Chronically ill. I need to sleep. Thank you very much.
I'm in the liminal space all the time, thanks to my pain. Just daylight hours times, please. 9 to 5.
Literally. I just have a 6-month-old. Like, I need as much sleep as I can get.
Like, even you're in a liminal space just because of the lack of sleep.
I'm in a constant liminal. Goodness.
Oh no.
But all right, so we're gonna have time for one more story. This one comes from Mari. They say, over the past few years, I have been having dreams between September and November of loved ones who have passed. I am third generation Mexican on my mother's side. My father is mixed indigenous and Spanish and just started celebrating Dia de los Muertos last year in 2021. Well, we are obviously behind on these stories. So a couple of years ago. With my parents to reconnect and honor my ancestors. A few years ago, I dreamt I was at a Thanksgiving with my aunt and uncle who had passed away a while back. And my uncle brought apple pie and said, "You can't have a Thanksgiving without apple pie." So I put out apple pie for him on my ofrenda for Dia de los Muertos that year and each year after. This year, I dreamt my grandpa, who also had passed a while back, came to visit me for the first time. In this dream, my husband and I bought our dream home, pun intended, and we went outside to greet our new neighbors. I instantly recognized my grandpa and had a weird feeling that that his being there was not part of my dream. It was more like he was a visitor / spirit passing through. In my dream, I knew that he had passed away years ago. So it didn't make sense that he was there standing before me. But because of that memory, I briefly realized that I was dreaming. I stood there for a moment thinking about what was going on. And he was patiently standing in front of me with a warm smile. In that moment, it felt like he was finally comfortable or finally able to come visit. And it felt like he had come to greet my husband. And I know that I've grown up. My grandpa passed while I was in middle school, and he was just happy to see us. I then smiled back and said, "Hi, it's nice to see you." And he gave me a hug and proceeded to introduce my husband to him and mentioned we now have a dog named Rye. That's all I remember from this interaction, but I remember thinking in my dream, this place is so nice. My family also lives here. I also started my folk magic and witchcraft journey in October of 2020, and I have invited my ancestors of highest good to visit in my dreams before going to sleep during autumn, along with using mugwort face cream. Oh, that's cool. So maybe that also helps. Just thought I'd share. Coffee and Cauldrons was the first witchy podcast I found, and I have discovered other practitioners to follow through your podcast as well. Thanks for all you two do. Bye, witches. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, I love that was really so sweet. Much. I love being visited by family and dreams. That's fine. Like, that's the type of sleep disturbance fine. I'm okay with.
Yeah,
and like that's face cream.
Let's unpack that. If you're listening to this, Mari, please send us recommendations.
Well, I know mugwort is like very good for like acne and bruises and some skin conditions and stuff like that, but it's also great for, you know, like divination and stuff like that too. But
yeah, I didn't know it would come in a skin cream. That's like so clever.
I know.
That's so
I
wonder, clever.
Like, on the face. I don't know. That sounds so cool.
We're going to do a deep dive.
We're going to be very busy making our own mugwort face creams.
Yeah. Goodness. Well, that being said, thank you all so much for joining us this week on Coffee Talk. We hope to see you again next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission form. Shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or remember that you can send us a voicemail now at 351-207-0799. It does have a 3-minute cap, so if you get cut off, just call back. We'll smash it together. Tell us your ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
Yeah, and as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on whatever streaming platform you are on. Or if you want to support us directly and keep this podcast up and running, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, have a spell month box class that we talked about in the beginning, and a Discord. Yes. I mean, so many things. Come join us.
We hope to see you there. And for those of you who are Patreon subscribers, thank you so much. You make the podcast possible.
Yes.
Thanks to viewers like you. You're our PBS.
Yes. Oh, which funded podcast?
Oh my goodness. It's a witchy public broadcast service.
So would be
WPBS? What?
Yes.
Goodness. Oh, no. Well, thanks everyone. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.